Okay.
No.
Okay, ready to start? We are in the 10 miracles of the Beis HaMikdash and how they apply to us. Right, that was the that was what his Reb Chaim Volozhin was chiddush, that the 10 nisim are not just nisim from the history, but they're nisim that are taking place nowadays for anyone who's an Oved Hashem. Right, so he says the following. You guys can still hear me, right? So he says like this. Let's move back a little. The next one is V'lehizik nachash. V'lehizik nachash v'akar b'Yerushalayim me'olam. The nachash never damaged anybody me'olam. In the history of Yerushalayim, a nachash was never able to cause anybody damage. Okay, was never everyone to bite mazik and to hurt anybody. So Reb Chaim Volozhin says this is coming to tell us similar to a story that the Gemara says about Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina ben Daisa, they came into the Beis Medrash and they said that there's a nachash. There's a big akrav, a nachash, an animal, a scorpion that was dangerous, and it was biting people. So Reb Chanina said, "Where is it?" And they showed him the hole, and he put his foot on the hole. And the aroid, it was called an arod in that Gemara, the aroid came out, the snake came out, bit Reb Chanina's foot, and died. And Reb Chanina brought the aroid into the Beis Medrash, and he says, Chazu, you should see from here, Ein ha'aroid meimis el ha'chet meimis. The arod is not what kills people. The snake is not what kills people. What kills people is the chatoim. And I, Reb Chanina, who doesn't have chatoim, the aroid cannot kill me, rather I kill the aroid. It's no coincidence, by the way, the Reb Chaim Volozhin says in a different place, in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, he says in a different Sefer, that Reb Chanina ben Dosa is the one that says in Chulin, the concept of Ein Od Milvado. Ein Od Milvado means that there is no other power in the world other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since there's no other person in the Bria besides the Kodesh, no other Koch in the Bria besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's why everything else becomes bottled to a Kodesh Baruch Hu's will. And that's why he was able to do this miracle of Ein Haroid Memis, Ela Chet Memis. The Chet is what actually, in fact, kills. So that was the Chiddush. So says Reb Chaim Volozhin, that's what it's saying here. That v'loy hizik nachash me'olam, that there was never a nachash that killed anyone in Yerushalayim, because in Yerushalayim in those days everyone was doing the Ratzon Hashem. Since everyone was doing the Ratzon Hashem, there is no room for the nachash to damage. There's no room for the nachash to kill, and therefore the nachash, in fact, did not kill anybody, and in all the days in Yerushalayim, and Gam Ata, he says, and nowadays too, if we follow the Ratzon Hashem, Mazikim would not damage us either. That's what he says. So that's how he explains that miracle. Okay, next one. The next Pshat is unbelievable. He says, the next miracle is, no one ever had to tell his friends, Tzar li hamakom sha'al in Yerushalayim. I ran out of space to stay in Yerushalayim. Tzar li hamakom. I have no space in Yerushalayim. No one ever said that to their friend. How does that apply nowadays? Says Reb Chaim Volozhin like this. He says, most people say, you know why I'm not making money? Because there's no room for me and the other guy in the business. He's the competition. So it's his problem why I'm not making money. So Chaim Volozhin says that's what the Mishnah is saying. Miderech ha'olam, the derech of the world is she'omrim shemach mashechaveiro yoishev b'tzidai, because of the other guy next to me, l'chein emayik parnasosoy. That's why I don't have money. Avo be'emes utoy is gomer. That's incorrect. The mazon that a person gets, the parnas that a person gets, is decided, predetermined from Rosh Hashanah. One person cannot touch what's coming to you, even a hair's breadth. If you're supposed to get it, you're going to get it. If you're not supposed to get it, you're not going to get it. So therefore, that's why it says the remez, no one ever told him, his friend, there's no room for both of us here. In Yerushalayim, everyone had the emuna to know there's room for both of us. Calm down. It's not about his competition. Okay? So, I want to add two things here. Number one is, Reb Chaim brings down a Gemara here. The Gemara says, "Ein adam nogea b'shal chaver afilu kamalei nima." A person, no one can touch someone else, even kamalei nima, right? Even like a hair's breadth. It's untouchable. No one can affect someone else's parnasa at all, right? The Chavetz Chaim, in the Sefer Shmiras Halashin, says a truly unbelievable thing like this. He says that a person has to have bitachon in order to avoid speaking Lashon Hara. Why? Because most of the time, the reason we speak Lashon Hara is because we are concerned that, hey, this guy got under my skin, this guy's bothering me, this guy's taking my parnasa, etc. So therefore, we turn to Lashon Hara. So says the Chafetz Chaim, if we would know that the other guy cannot affect your parnasa, you would never speak Lashon Hara. Right? He said, and then he says, well, how about if it's not about Lashon, about Parnasa? Let's say the guy stung, he embarrassed me. He embarrassed me, so I want to speak Lashon Hara about the fact that he embarrassed me. Zog the Chafetz Chaim, I'm going to read it inside. I spoke this out in the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, this piece of the Chafetz Chaim. It's an unbelievable piece. Happened to me, I was preparing a drasha about this topic, and somehow or other, this piece of Chafetz Chaim just landed on my desk, right as I was preparing the speech. Literally, this piece of Chafetz Chaim just landed here. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I'm talking about. It was unbelievable. So Chafetz Chaim says that if someone insulted you, and because he insulted you, like, I got to get him back, and it's very bad, it's Lashon Hara, or let's say he didn't insult me, but let's say he's creeping in my kavod territory. I'm usually the Baal Tefila. Now he wants to be. I usually get this Aliyah. Now all of a sudden he's the popular guy. So this guy's creeping in my covered territory, right? So says the Chafetz Chaim, She'ein Adam Nogea B'muchan L'Chavera Efilu K'molay Nima. This is exactly the Chazal that the Reb Chaim Lashon just brought down, right? That a person cannot touch what belongs to someone else. Efilu K'molay Nima, even one hair's breadth. And you will get exactly what you receive. This is true when it comes to honor and money. That means you will not receive any less kavod, or any less grandeur, or any less stature, or any less recognition because of someone else. And you will not receive any more bizayon because of someone else either. If that guy gave you a bizayon, it's because you deserve to get that yisurim. You deserve to get embarrassed at that moment. And therefore, this guy, it was the shliach for you to get embarrassed. But it had nothing to do with him. So says the Chafetz Chaim, this chazal, unbelievable. It's predetermined from the Erev Rosh Hashanah how much bizayon you're going to get and how much kavod you're going to get. And just like in Parnassah, we believe, yeah, I'm going to get as much Parnassah as I'm going to get. This guy's business is not going to affect my Parnassah. So too, in when it comes to Bizayon, when it comes to COVID, you're not going to get more or less because of this guy. You're going to get exactly what's coming to you.
So he says people speak Lashon Hara because they have a Chosar Emunah in this?
Yes.
In this area?
Yeah, that's exactly what he says, yeah. It's unbelievable. So
if they had enough emuna, they wouldn't speak Lashon Hara.
So you wouldn't blame this guy, because what are you getting angry at him for? It's your fault. Right? So a guy sent me a message about 2 hours before Rosh Hashanah. You know, Rosh Hashanah this year was very complicated with the seats and the COVID and the masks and the this and the distancing. Very complicated, Rosh Hashanah. And everyone wanted or doesn't want to do their own thing. So a guy sent me a text complaining 2 hours before Rosh Hashanah, complaining about one of the things that we were doing and the kollel for the Rosh Hashanah davening. So I sent it. So I responded to him and I told him, I said, it's 2 hours before Rosh Hashanah. Apparently in Shemayim it was Nigzar that I didn't get enough complaints this year. I was supposed to get one more. So I appreciate that you're the shliach to give me the last shear of complaints I was deserved to receive this year. And hopefully, I hit my quota with your complaints. So I really appreciate that you got me to, my year's worth of complaints for the year,
People love to complain.
What?
People like complaining.
Yeah. But that's what I told him. So but this is the Yisoid that Chafetz Chaim says, and it's the same idea. And according to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, unbelievable. That's what it means. Omar Adam lechaveroi tzar li hamakom sha'olin b'Yerushalayim. That's the remez. In Yerushalayim, no one felt this way. No one felt, and this was the miracle. No one felt that someone else was encroaching on them. Now, there's one other point I want to add from the Chazon Ish. This is one of the most beautiful pieces in the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish writes a whole piece. We've spoken of that before, about how midos is all based on Torah. You cannot have good midos if you don't have Torah. Because if you don't have Torah, then how do you know with whom to have the good midos? Right? Who's right and who's wrong? Two people are having a fight, so you want to protect the guy who's wrong, but you don't know who's wrong. Because according to Torah, there may be a psak, who's right, who's wrong. It says, for example, there's two people fighting. One guy owns a store, and another guy comes and wants to open a store. So how dare you open a store, and you start putting him out of business, and chutzpah, how could he open a store? And you think you bring a big tzaddik because you're protecting the existing guy, right? But if halachically, the second guy is permitted to open the store, then it's not a chesed to protect the first guy. The chesed is to help the second guy open, because the Torah says he's allowed to. So if he's allowed to open up here halacha, so then the chesed is to help the second guy open, not to help the first guy kick the second guy out. But if the halacha is that he's not allowed to open, then the chesed is to help the first guy. So he said that the halacha determines the chesed. The halacha determines the chesed. So the Chazon Ish says, and really you have to remember that whether this guy opens or not makes no difference to the first guy's parnasa anyway. The first guy's parnasa is, now obviously that's none of your business. You have to do what's right. But the first guy should realize that his parnasa is not dependent on whether this guy opens. So says the Chazon Ish, well, if that's the case, so why does it matter? So why does it matter altogether why should there be a halacha that the second guy can't open if the second guy can't affect the first person's parnasa? So the Chazon Ish says, because if the second guy opens and the halacha is that he's not allowed to, then it becomes part of the first person's chi of hishtadlus to make sure that he doesn't allow the competition to open, because that's according to halacha what his hishtadlus has to go into. So he says the halacha determines what your hishtadlus is. Just like your hishtadlus is that you can't just let all your merchandise spoil and say, well, I was supposed to get parnasa. Right? You're supposed to get parnasa. You got to make an effort to run a store properly. So if the halacha says you're allowed to stop him, now stopping him goes into your hishtadlus. Now, right? But if the halacha says you're not allowed to stop him, then it doesn't go into your shtadlus. That's it. That's the whole difference. That's what Chazon Ish says. It's not a matter of him being there and him not being there affecting you. It's a matter of deciding, is my shtadlus to close him or not to close him? That's the Chazon Ish beautiful havana, understanding in how things work. But anyway, that's a beautiful pshat from the Chafetz, from the Reb Chaim Volozhiner. That there was never a time that people looked at each other and said, because of you, there's no space for me. That was the nes that happened in Yerushalayim. All right? We will pick it up tomorrow. Moving along.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shkoyach. Thank you, Rabbi.
Shkoyach.